This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell. Today is the last day to mail your ballots in for Colorado's primary election. In order to be counted, ballots must be in the hands of election officials when polls close on Election Day, June 30th. Officials say ballots mailed after today will not arrive on time. Voters should instead use ballot box drop-off locations or vote in person. City of Salida has approved revised noise regulations. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us the move comes after a Colorado Supreme Court ruling last fall.
This new ordinance in Salida dramatically lowers outdoor noise limits to match Colorado's statewide regulations. Last fall, the state's high court said Salida was wrong to grant an exemption for a bar to host outdoor music events downtown. The ruling was seen as a dramatic new interpretation of the state's Noise Abatement Act. It also led to a divisive bill this past legislative session. The bill would have given local governments total control over noise regulations. It easily passed the Senate before failing in a House committee. Now, Salida and many other local governments are faced with revising their noise rules. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
If you used a GS lab testing site during the COVID-19 pandemic, you could be eligible for a settlement. State Attorney General's office says the company made false promises about short wait times and out-of-pocket costs. GS Labs will pay more than $3 million in restitution. Eligibility information is on the company's website. Mike Purcell, KRCC, CPR News.